Great morning and welcome to the Push Power Podcast, where you are here with your one and only Sharonda L. Hester, your Push Power Boss. I want to say Happy New Year to everyone that's tuning in. I'm extremely excited to be on with you today just to celebrate 2024. Guys, can you believe we are in a new year? A whole year has went past. We are in a new year. For anyone that's tuning in and this is your first time tuning in, just let me tell you a little bit about Push Power Boss. Push Power Boss is a business brand. It is a business brand for women ready for their next level in life, business, and most of all, their purpose. We are a faith-based brand focused on elevation and next level positioning. This is next level positioning in your natural realm as well as your spiritual realm. If you have tuned in or went back and listened to any recordings, you will find out that we first believe God. I truly believe in building a person's character before they even walk into the doorway of their business. The Bible says your gift will make room for you. And I am a true believer that, but just as well as your gift will make room for you, your character has to keep you there. And the only way to get your character in the right position is to daily build your relationship with the Lord. No vision can come forth successfully without a plan. Plan your life, business goals, and everything that you touch. I declare and decree over each and every one of you that's tuning in this morning that 2024 shall be a year of blessings. 2024 will be a year of open doors for those that takes the limit off God. So today, what I'll be talking to you guys about is that taking the limits off your faith. I know some of you guys made me saying, what do you mean, Sharonda, to take the limits off your faith? I know sometimes we have heard people say, you got to take the limits off God if you want to go to the next level. Well, I'm telling you, not only take the limits off God, I'm telling you to take the limits off your faith. And the reason I'm telling you this, guys, is because when I was in prayer, I was in conversation, I was in communion with God, and the Lord had said, tell my children that I have much in store for them. Let's take the limits off their faith. And I said, God, take the limits off their faith. He said, yes. I said, why not just tell them to take the limits off you? He said, because in time passing, I have sent prophets to tell my children to take the limits off me. And what they have done is they took the limits off me enough to open up their mouth and ask. He said, but they don't believe. He said, they at the point now that they're asking, he said, but just they have to ask and then they have to believe what they're asking for. They have to believe that I can do it. And so he said, with that being said, I want them to take the limits off their faith. I don't want them to box me in any longer. He said, many of my children have not received what I have for them because they have me in a box. They believe that I'm a God that can provide for a little. But they need to understand the same God that can give them and provide a little is the same God that can provide for big. He said, I don't have no limits. And I said, you don't have any limits, God? He said, no. And he took me to Philippians 4:19. And in that scripture, guys, if you're taking notes, it talks about all my needs are met according to God's riches and glory. The Lord said, take the limits off. He said, I stated all. He said, I didn't say what my all was. He said, all is all. He said, all is not what you feel. All is not what you think. He said, all your needs according to my riches and glory is met. I said, wow, God, I never really look at it. He said, yes, take the limits off the needs. I stated all. Then in scripture, he took me to Luke 11:9-13. With Luke 11:9-13, the scripture says, ask and you will receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be open. And I said, okay, the Lord said, now read Luke 11:10. And 11:10 states in the NLT as well as the NIV version, it states, everyone who asks, receive. Everyone who seeks, find. Everyone who knocks, the door shall be open. Take the limits off your faith. He said, I'm stating everyone. He said, not who you think. Who asks, receive. Not who you think supposed to. Not the one to get up at 5 in the morning. Not the one to get, just the one to get up at 3 in the morning. Not the one that has a fantastic corporate job. Not the one that starts their own business. Not the one who's this great mom. Not that multitasker. He said, everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, find. Everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Take the limits off your faith. He said, the limits limits that we have on our faith is blocking us from walking through the door that he has for us. Having a limit or having putting God in a box is like having an open door, but then with the open door, you still got a screen door. And so it's like, I can see what's on the other side. Anybody grew up with a screen door? I know nowadays people don't have screen doors, but we had not only a screen door, we had security doors, right? When I was growing up. But I want to tell you, having a limit on your faith is like having that main door wide open, but it's a screen door and it's locked. It's almost like I know I can have it. I see it. It can be tangible to me, but I just can't get through the screen door. How do I get through the screen door? And the Lord is saying, take the limits off your faith. He said, don't just believe me for what you think that I could do. Believe me for what I said I can do. Take the limits off your faith. Then he continued to take me down to Luke 11. And he had me to read, and I'm going to read this right out the Bible. Luke 11:11 through 13, the scripture says, "You fathers, if your child asks for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. If you sinful people," did you hear that? He said, "If you sinful people know how to give good gifts that your children gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those whom ask him?" So with that being said, if you know how to give your own child a good gift, don't you know your Father, your heavenly Father, know how to give you a good gift? Don't you know, we just came out of Christmas, right? And so 9 times out of 10, most parents didn't need their children to write down a Christmas list. God's saying, I don't need you to write down, you can write it down, but he's saying, I know you. You don't necessarily have to write down something for God to know you have, but all you have to do is ask. And just like our children, we tell them, what are you getting mad for? What are you frustrated for? All you got to do is ask me and I'll help you. Ask me and let me see if I can do it. And God is saying that to each and every one of us for 2024. Ask me and watch what I do. And so he wants you to take the limits off. Then I said, okay, God. So again, going back to take the limits off. He said, yes, take the limits off their faith. Take the limits off me. And I said, for real? He said, yes, because I am faith. When they believe in me, he said, I'm the one. And then he took me to Romans 10:17, where it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God, Christ. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You have to begin to read your word. Your word is what is breath to you. Your word is vital to you, and you have to know that. And then he took me to John 1:1. He said, daughter, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Go to John 1:1. He said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Then he said, keep going. Then John 1:2 says, the same was in the beginning with God. Then he said, keep going. John 1:3 says, all. We back to that word all, guys. Oh, we have to take the limits off what we think God would do. Sometimes people think, oh, my needs, that means that, oh, he'll make sure I got a roof over my head. He'll just, God, Lord, just let me get the $35 just to meet the water bill. He like, what? Are you serious? He said, did my son not die that you may have life, and not just any type of life, but life more abundantly? You have to broaden your horizon. You have to expand your thinking. What you think is what you have. If you think all you can do is live in a one-bedroom apartment, barely making it, trying to figure it out, that's what you're going to live. But if you believe that you serve the Almighty One, the Great One, the Great I Am, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who created everything, then if you are his child, why can't you have it? Why can't you have it? You don't have to sit on YouTube or watch TV or these reality shows wishing and dreaming that you can live a life like they live. You are a king's kid. You can live it. All you have to do is position yourself. 9 times out of 10, what they did was what they thought, what they felt that they can have, they positioned themselves to get it, and they got it. What we fail at is that we read our word. We listen to the preacher, but we never position ourselves. We never go to the next point of believing that we can actually have what God says that we can have. We never put work with our faith. And I'm telling you today that I want you to put the work with your faith. Again, John 1:3 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Everything on this earth belongs to the Lord. It belongs to him. He has given you dominion. He has given you authority. So really all you have to do is open up your mouth and speak. Now, some of you guys might be saying, Sharonda, I want to live that life that you just spoke about. How do I live that life that Jesus came to die for me? That he came that I have might have life and life more abundantly. You have to get to the point that God is a vital necessity in your life. Just like you wake, some people wake up. And let me tell you something. I wake up and every morning I wake up, guys, I go and I make a pot of coffee. Now listen to the crazy part of this. I might not even drink the pot of coffee. I might not even drink one cup. I might end up only drinking a half, but it's something about that smell of coffee brewing in the morning in my home while I'm sitting in my office. I'm in my office. I'm on this podcast with you guys and I can smell the coffee coming right into my office. It's not that I need the cup. It's just something the smell does. And that's how you got to get to the point that you know that I got to wake up and I got to seek God's face. I got to wake up and I got to get in his presence. If God is a vital necessity, just like food, just like water, just like the air that you breathe. You have to get to the point that when you open up your mouth, your eyes, the first thing you're saying is, God, I thank you for another day. Knowing and understanding that you are only alive because he chose to wake you up this morning. Not an alarm clock, not because you feel as you got more time, not because you only 22 or 25, 35, 42, 62, because you feel as you got more time because you're young or you feel like it. No. It's because he chose for you to see another 24 hours that you have never seen before. Listen, you are to require God. You're trying to get to that life. You are to require God. In Jeremiah 29:13, it states, seek me, inquire for and require me. Go to your Jeremiah 29:13. It states, seek me, inquire for and require me. I know you will find. And then when you keep going, you will understand that you will find him when you search for him with your whole heart. When you are willing to search, when you are willing to seek after him, when you are willing to inquire him, when you're willing to require him, and you do it with your whole heart, you will find him. So that life Jesus died for you to have, depends on your personal relationship with him. Because listen, when you build that personal relationship with him, when you start spending time with him, and you will begin to receive the peace that you've been looking for, the joy, the wisdom, the knowledge, the calmness, the love, the empowerment, the encouragement. Let me tell you something. When I get done spending time with my Father, Abba Father, I feel like I can conquer the world. Regardless of what I was going through right at that moment is nothing to me now, because now I have filled myself up with the Word of God and I feel invincible. I am reminded of the authority that God has said I have. I'm reminded of who God says that I am. I'm reminded that I have legions and legions of angels backing me up. I'm reminded of the good news. I'm reminded that God said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. I'm reminded that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against me in judgment, thy shall condemn. I'm reminded that I'm the apple of his eye. I'm reminded that my name is written in the palm of his hand. I'm reminded that he is my great gatekeeper and that I chose to walk through the gate. And so because I'm inside his gate, I am always covered and protected by him, the great and almighty gatekeeper. I am a reminder that I am his sheep and he is my shepherd. He's there to guide me because I'm just a dumb sheep. I'm reminded that I can do all things through him who gives me strength. So let me tell you, make spending time with God a priority, because He is your vital necessity. So guys, I want to say Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Take the limits off your faith. Take them limits off that the glass ceiling will be broken and that you can receive everything that God has in store for you. I hope that this message has been a blessing to each and every one of you. Now that we are in 2024, let me give you some updates and some information. Roadmap to Success 2024, guys. I am extremely excited about this event. This is the event that Push Power Boss Enterprise does every single year in January. This particular event is there to help you catapult into that next level of life that you have always desired. I know a lot of times people do things in December trying to get ready to go into the new year, but you are here. You are in the new year, and some people have not yet written their goals. Some people have written goals but don't know how to execute them. You will have all that wisdom right here at Roadmap to Success 2024. If you are listening, this event will be virtual and in person. So go to the roadmap to the number 2 success.com. Again, the link is the roadmap to success. The number 2 success.com. Go and get registered today, guys. Saying Happy New Year to each one of you. I'm doing a $24 off today only for every person that register. Unfortunately, it's not for the virtual $24 off, but you do have $24 off general admission as well as VIP. Now, this is the time to go get registered. Guys, this will be a full day event. You will have business owners. You will have a LLC specialist. You will have a non-for-profit specialist. You will have a financial specialist. You will receive information from on how to start your business correctly, building the foundation of your business. You'll have someone coming in. You have a branding specialist that will come in and tell you and teach you how to properly brand your business. Not only that, we have someone, a dynamic, powerful speaker speaking on mindset. A lot of times we can't receive what God has for us because of our mindset. Going back to take the limits off, right? Then we will have that lunch break for all our VIP members. You will receive a hot lunch. Not only that, you will receive breakfast, a snack, an afternoon refresher. You receive that hot lunch. Not only that, you will also receive the prophetic clinic. This is the place where you come and you get your deliverance. You get your direction on how to conquer everything in 2024. In this prophetic, clinic, the glass ceilings will be broken. Chains will be broken. Ties will be broken. Ungodly soul ties will be broken. Do you hear me? And so then you will come back for that afternoon. We're doing a life panel. You'll be hearing from our very own Auntie Cheryl, letting you know that it doesn't matter how deep you are in your pit. Is no pit too deep that God can't get you out of. You will hear her life testimony and different things like that to help you to know that all things are possible through Christ. We also have our very own Apostle Karen Hoskins. This is a powerful woman of God. She's going to come in and she's going to tell you how that through Christ all things is possible. How no matter what happened in life, no matter what it looks like right now, no matter what it feels like, but you're going to win in the end. And she's walking in her winning season. Not only that, we have our very own Pastor Jamie Johns right out of California. She's coming in letting you know the importance of intimacy with God when you're trying to go into that new level of life. And last but not least, we have the powerful prophet Tashana White coming to deliver the word of God, bringing you the prophetic word, bringing you the word of God that will transform your life. So again, guys, get registered at the roadmap, the number 2success.com. We would love to see you there. Also, visit our website, www.pushpowerboss.com. If you have any prayer requests, if you want to connect with us, email us at pushpowerboss@gmail.com. That's pushpowerboss@gmail.com. Send us an email. Let us know how Push Power Bosses has Push Power Podcasts have been a blessing to you. Let us know that. We would love to know how we are a blessing to you and how we can continue to be a blessing to you. So with no further ado, Happy New Year and take the limits off. God bless you. Oh, let me not forget, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, you win in the end. Be blessed.